St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 and 20. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Dear friends in Christ, dear believers in Christ, Jesus has some very strict words today, speaking about this higher righteousness that we must have. It might seem that it's not only difficult, but maybe even impossible to get this higher righteousness and enter into the kingdom of heaven. Because after all, the scribes and the Pharisees were experts at the law, experts at keeping it outwardly. No one was more careful, more meticulous in their efforts to observe the law outwardly, even adding to it more laws, doing more than what was required, fasting, going without food longer than what God's Old Testament law required, donating, giving more than what was required. So how can we possibly, you and I, how can we work hard enough to earn a righteousness that is higher than theirs? How can we be saved when the scripture says clearly, whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all? But Jesus never said that we must work for or earn this higher righteousness. He simply said ours must exceed, go beyond that of the scribe and Pharisee. Believers in Christ, your comfort, your assurance is that because of Christ, because of His perfect life and death and resurrection, no work at all, is required on our part for salvation. The scriptures are clear. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. It's not by our own works, as it says in our epistle lesson for today, by grace are ye saved through faith. And again, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Baptized of God, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, it is there in your baptism where water and God's Word combined to wash your sin and mine away. In the place of sin, God gave us the perfect life of His Son. Whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the righteousness the higher righteousness that we need and that we already have in our baptism. The righteousness we already have by grace that saves us. Therefore, let us remain in our baptism by remaining in God's Word, continuing to read it, hear it, mark it, inwardly digest it, as the Lutheran prayer says, and continue to partake of the true body and blood of the Savior, given and shed for the remission of our sin. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. However, the fact that we're not saved by our keeping of the law doesn't do away with the law. It certainly doesn't cancel it or void it or nullify it. Well, Jesus already fulfilled it. So I guess I can just do whatever I want. I can live however I please. But that's simply not the response of the true saving faith in Christ. David says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is written in my heart. When Jesus says He came to fulfill the law, first and foremost, of course, He meant that He would fulfill it. He would keep the commandments. By His grace, He'd fulfill the law for us, to save us from the condemnation of the law, but also by the power of His Word and Spirit working in our hearts, He enables His children, you and me, to fulfill it. Never perfectly in this life, as we still have that old man of sin until our last day on earth. Yet by His power, by His Spirit, by His strength, Scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul says, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. We confirm the law. We follow the law by the power of Christ in our heart. In our catechism, we confess that His Spirit also works in our heart. The catechism says, the Holy Ghost has sanctified me in the true faith. That is, He has by faith in Christ renewed my heart, so that I can now overcome sin and do good works. In our epistle lesson for today, the last verse, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. It is by His power and His strength. Jesus explains the true nature of these good works that are not just outward, but inward in the heart and soul. The scribes and Pharisees, they definitely committed no murder. They definitely would not commit that outward sin. They definitely fulfilled their duty in giving to God outwardly. They even gave more than what was required in the law. But Jesus says this of them: all their works they do for to be seen of men. They outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within they're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. The law requires so much more than that. We too are required by the law to do so much more. The law requires love, pure love toward God. We are to love Him with all our heart, soul, and mind, with everything we've got, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Even having the slightest bit of anger toward our neighbor unjustly is wrong. We're not talking about the just anger of a parent in response to disobedience. We're talking about holding grudges, the failure to forgive, looking down on others in a condescending way, even just calling somebody a fool, calling somebody stupid. Jesus says that puts us in danger of judgment. Anyone can put on a show, anyone can pretend to be righteous, but Jesus is saying we must love with all our heart, mind, and soul. Being born and conceived in sin, we cannot do that by our own reason or strength. We need the grace of God. We need the forgiveness of our sin. And by grace, God has given it. By grace, we've been born again. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And that's exactly what He's done. Jesus went to the cross, and behold, He says He makes all things new. He makes your heart and mine new. He gives us new and holy desires by His Spirit working in us. If any man be in Christ, the Scripture says, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's why it's so important that we continue in our baptism. Continue in God's Word. Only Christ has that pure love, that pure righteousness that we need for salvation. Only He perfectly fulfilled the law, and only He enables us by His Word and Spirit to follow His Word and His commandments. He enables us to reconcile with each other, to forgive one another, even our enemies. We need Jesus Christ. We need His Word. We need our baptism. We need the true body and blood of the Savior given and shed for the remission of our sin. He says that without me, ye can do nothing. Yet with Him, with Christ, we're never alone. We're not only reconciled to God, but He promises to always be with us, to remain with us, and to help us to forgive and to love. When we fail, when we fall, Christ is there to pick us up, to forgive us of our sin, and to enable us to carry on. We can and we do stand against sin, against anger, against every evil, because Christ keeps delivering us from it all. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God? May he then continue to strengthen us in that true saving faith, which does produce good works by his word and spirit working in us through his means of grace. He can, he does, and he will continue to be there for us, to help us, to guide us, and to lead us. He will enable us to love and to forgive. He promises, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And it is by his power, by his strength, that we remain with him in that true saving faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.